This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to SDRC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Hey, if you folks want to get involved in the biggest event in San Diego this year, June 24th, you need to send an email to SDORC.
Info at SDORC.org.
And get some sponsorship. Spots are filling up. You will have your product or company in front of more off-roaders than you can shake a stick at. The email again is
info at SDORC.org.
All right, we've got a new sponsor, Shuni Side by Side in El Cajon, right off of Greenfield SXS/UTV Service Center, here for all your accessory upgrades, lights, winches, maintenance, insurance repairs. Need to get your brakes, shocks, oil change, or just upgrades done? Call Shuni Side by Side in El Cajon to keep your wheeling on the weekends. And thank them for sponsoring SDORC Dirt Radio. All right, we're all excited. We're getting ready for June 24th, and we are going to rock it out. We still have spots for sponsors, vendors. So, you know, not anything this big has happened in a long time. You need to be part of
East County. Audrey, how many vendors do we have lined up now?
Three.
We are currently up to 57 vendors confirmed.
Wow. So we don't have room for that many more.
Sure we do.
Well,
the place fills up. If people want to get in, they better contact us.
We'll find a spot.
Well, see, no, how I worked it is I also rented the East County Junior Fairgrounds,
right,
where currently right now, if you wanted to go buy some awesome, delicious food, the Junior Fair, is currently going on. Every year 4-H holds so you can go down, you can buy a cow, buy a pig, buy some chickens, goats, they're all there right now for sale. So we've rented the Junior Fairgrounds behind the rodeo grounds,
so you have room to expand.
Yes.
So you are not in charge of sales. You're in charge of cleaning out the trash cans because you are terrible at sales. Sorry, sir. We just don't have. We got too many advertisers.
We might have room for one more.
Oh, my Lord.
We've got plenty of room.
Yes.
So if I fill the rodeo grounds, which is my 100% goal right now, we have some pretty awesome vehicles coming in for display. I'm super excited. Nick Eisenhower is bringing out two of his trucks, his super famous Heatwave truck. Trucks coming, his 6100. All-American Sender is confirmed. Right now, if you follow them on Instagram, All-American Sender just threw down with Fern's semi-famous barbecue. Fern is going to be our VIP barbecue entry. Next weekend out in Anaheim at the Angel Stadium parking lot, they're throwing down the speed medal, Terra Cruz speed medal, and they're having different guys come out to compete. They're setting up a little course and stuff. So right next weekend, if you don't have any plans, Fern semi-famous barbecue, who will be at our event June 24th, cooking food for all of us, is going to be throwing down against All-American Sender in their personal daily drivers. So they're trying to soup up their daily drivers in the next week and a half to throw down at speed metal next week. I'm super excited. I followed All-American Sender for a couple of years now. He's a local Lakeside guy, Paul, and he his truck, I see it all the time. He just had it painted the candy apple orange. It's beautiful, absolutely gorgeous pre-runner truck.
Okay, so it's street legal?
It is street legal, yes.
But it can handle it the off-road.
He tows it everywhere. It doesn't, I don't.
Oh, he doesn't drive it and he tows it?
He tows it everywhere, yeah. He doesn't really drive it anywhere. But we have quite a few other trucks coming in as well. Race teams coming in to show off. I'm super excited.
Well, I don't think anything's going on like Baja or Nora.
Well, it's the week after the Baja or 2 weeks after the Baja, if I remember correctly. I think the Baja
is 500 is usually the beginning of June.
Yeah, I think it's.
But I'm just saying that'd be a great display for people to come down and see some really cool off-road trucks that really do off-roading.
I would love to have a truck that finished the 500 and just dirty, just the way it finished with a fender hanging off, just put that
same
on
thing
display.
With Rebel. Get to some of the Rebel girls to display.
Oh, potentially Jesse will be there. I'm pretty
sure. You ought to reach out to Emily. Because I'm sure, because that girl loves publicity.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't even think
reach
about that.
Reach out to Emily and say for just this minimal amount of money, you can have as many vehicles with girls out there as you want.
Yeah.
You got the Hohen sisters. I'd get Hohen to sponsor a tent.
I didn't even think about Hohen.
That's because you don't talk to me.
I'm sorry, Dave. It's been a really long week, let me tell you.
They're all long. Monday through Friday.
Yes. Well, I'm really excited. Things are lining up. We have the three breweries coming in big. So we've got Pacific Islander Brewery out in Santee, B&S Brewery in Santee, and Three Frogs Brewery from Santee are all going to come in into different parts of the snack bar. So we'll sell you a beer ticket. You take it to them. You can get your beers. Starting June 1st, if you go to one of those breweries, they will have tickets available, cash only tickets available for $5 off discount. So it's a $20 general admission. It'll be $15 on site at the breweries. So if you go to B&S to go hang out, I don't know if you knew this, that they have line dancing every Monday at B&S Brewery. I went in there after one of my meetings the other week at the rodeo grounds, and Eastbound was closed. So we went to B&S Brewery to go have, you know, the Bria tacos and a beer. And they had line dancing. I was so excited.
They have food. They have different food vendors every night.
Every night is a different food vendor.
And then if you like cornhole, they have one of the biggest cornhole competitions, which you ought to get them to bring their cornhole to the event. If you can find a spot for them.
If we can find a spot for that, we might have that. But they're going to be super busy pouring beers for us.
All I'm saying is just offer it to them. You might be surprised.
I might, because I am looking for different things to keep people busy while
I'm not saying have a competition for cornhole,
but just
the general public to learn about cornhole.
Well, you know, I think everybody knows about cornhole. You haven't.
Okay, last time you played?
Like 2 weeks ago.
Last time you played, Ed? Never.
Long time.
So I'm just see the problem with putting events together. The people that put the events together are kind of in this little cubicle.
Yeah. They're in their bubble.
And they have to get out. And that's where I come in.
Yes.
Because if you turned around and got out, I mean, I'd be involved.
Well, you know, I tried my hardest for your cubed car raffle.
And you couldn't get one?
Well, there's nobody in Southern California. California basically kicked them out. I reached out to 20
California
different wrecking.
Kicked them
well,
out?
Of course. It's a hazardous waste material. California doesn't want that here. It's in TJ is the closest wrecking yard that actually has a baler and a cubes them down to like that 3.5 foot by 3.5 foot car.
And I
got their approval to get them. They were going to give it to me. And
you're going to give it back.
The issue is getting it across customs. Customs will not allow it across the border. So I was like, why can't I bring it back across the border?
That's going to be my project. We'll get authorization because all we want to do is bring it
and take it back. I only needed it here for a week.
It's not like you can open it up and hide an alien in it.
No. They can put whatever scanner, x-ray, they want on it. It don't matter to me. I just want people to be able to guess what it is. Yeah, what make and model.
Okay, let me play with that next week. Right now, let's take a break.
Okay.
Because this is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back to SCRC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, folks, check it out. Gravel King Off-Road Racing. Good name, huh? Lifestyles and content creator bringing you new content every week. Follow their Instagram for notifications for their weekly YouTube release and where they might be popping up next. You can also find their current lineup of drivers and Gravel King's past events by visiting their website at www.gravelkings.com. Contact King of the Off-Road Lifestyle. Go follow Gravel Kings. All right, so, you know, this is an important event, folks. Not for us, it's for you, because you as off-roaders, I mean, we're going to try to get as many people involved so that if you've never been off-roading or you're thinking about buying either a side-by-side or a Jeep, this is a great place to go. What about S&S? Are they going to come out and have a little booth?
There's a race the same day, so they can't be there. Oh. They're, I think in
a flat track.
There's a flat track race and can't block it. Yeah, in Campo, and so they cannot be.
Oh, too bad they couldn't just send a representative.
Oh, Steve was super bummed because he was going to bring some of his vintage bikes.
Sure.
So I made him feel a little bit better and said, "Well, Ed's going to have a couple of vintage bikes there."
How about Cal VMX? See, Frank.
I think it's there.
Frank puts on that,
flat track race. Okay. So, yeah. Yeah, I've definitely reached out to pretty much all of my contacts that I have to see who.
So now we got to look for new ones.
And I'm seeking out more. Yeah, definitely. And I've teamed up with Adam from Clean Desert. He's helping us coordinate this whole
And what about all the other groups?
Well, they're going to be there. They are committed. So most of the nonprofits. Corva's going to be there. Friends of Oceana Dunes is coming down. American Sand Association. Cal Four Wheel. So Friends of Oceana Dunes is going to have their raffle Jeep. American Sand Association, or their raffle car. So is American Sand Association. They both are raffling side-by-sides right now. Sweepstakes style. So you can go buy tickets online as well. Cal Four Wheel has a Win a Jeep. So they'll be there with their Win a Jeep that they're doing for theirs as well. This is a big
this
is a big fundraiser for us. So we are trying, you know, we've talked about Kathy Lynch a couple of times. May she rest in peace. We lost our lobbyist last year.
What about Border Patrol?
In a very sad accident. I've reached out to Border Patrol because that's part of the customs of getting my the cubed car across. So I'm definitely reaching out to anybody and everybody that I can. Same with State Parks has been invited. U.S. Forest Service will actually be there. I have a couple of different sheriff departments coming in.
What's the other? Let's see. We got Border Patrol, and then we've got
Bureau of Land Management and Forest Service.
Yeah, okay.
State Parks.
Hey, you know who I just thought of? That you need to. It'll make this cube super easy. Brian Jones.
Oh yeah.
How do I get this box from there to here? And if they need. I've got a truck and trailer. I can go to Mexico, load it up, and then come back.
Yeah, I've worked that already too because I need just my talk Spanish speakers. So I've worked my
coworker. Yeah, I need a Spanish speaker. I would have to take somebody. But I'm just saying, talk to Brian Jones. Tell him what you want to do.
I will.
Why are you saying no?
Because Brian is state, and we have a federal problem.
He has more contacts than you and I.
We have friends in Darrell Issa's office.
He's correct.
So we're going to give this project to you.
Office.
Sure.
Okay, so your job is to get the box from Mexico
to
the event.
You have to contact Chris at Congressman Issa's office.
Well, whoever you do it, but I mean...
Alan now. Okay. Chris went to D.C.
See, he already knows.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, so that's your project. That's the only thing you have to do besides eat.
He is actually, because El Cajon Hobbies is putting on to the RC car part of it.
Ooh,
and so we have to limit liability. So the owner operators, if you come in general admission, you can bring your remote control car in and then and race it. But you got to be up in the bleachers, right? So if they flip their car, I need to have a representative that can quickly get in and get out.
Oh,
so
gotcha.
Ed more than likely is going to be on a little 50 dirt bike. Maybe a 70, and he's gonna ride in and flip the car back and ride back. And you could do it too. Oh, you just gotta get your monkey back from Brittany.
All I gotta do is go get it.
Yeah.
All he has to do is get the cube.
Yeah, that would be great.
That's all he has to do is get the cube.
If he the cubed car, Ed.
If you can do that,
we'll work on that.
How hard could it be? We just want to bring it over and
take it back. Yes.
And if you don't want to
take it back, I only need it for a week. So
God, government just makes me absolutely insane.
But I was leading into, there's some big things going on in our lobbyist legislative part of the world, and we need to talk about it. One of the things that we're doing this for is for fundraising, right? We need to get a lobbyist back up in Sacramento. We lost Kathy. We haven't had anybody. Her assistant's been kind of helping us for a little while.
Is that what she this event's about?
New. That's mm-hmm. what this event's about. This event is fundraising. I need to raise $40,000 to $50,000 so SDORC can pay our portion of it. Corva has teamed up with us again for our off-road vehicle mm-hmm. legislative coalition, you know, and so we need to pay, you know, our cost of our lobbyists has doubled, if not almost tripled, for what we were paying Kathy. And so we have, you know, and this is per year. So this is going to be an annual event. And I called it inaugural, and it was brought to my attention that calling it inaugural makes us kind of look like, you know, we might not know what we're doing because it's our first one. But, you know, I just want everybody to know for anybody that we do the poker run every year. We put on large scale events. My poker run pulls 3,000 to 5,000 people out to the desert in Superstition for our 25 mile poker run. This isn't our first rodeo. This isn't our first event, and it's going to be an epic event. So Adam spent all night last night working on layouts of the vendors and where we're going to put them. We're up to 58 vendors on site that are going to be there.
Tight. That's a lot.
So, you know, competitive metals, built well, shock seals, rough overland racks, sight shades, ORW, El Cajon, Moto World, SoCal Suspension out of El Cajon, Survival Outdoor Systems, Falcon Tires, PCI Race Radios.
What about Vase?
We've got several of them coming in. Vase hasn't confirmed. We've talked to Nick. Nick's the owner. We'll see. I don't know.
Who's their PR guy?
I've texted their dad. Their PR guy.
What's his name? Super nice guy.
I know. I have him programmed too. I have his cell phone. He just had a little kid the last time that they
had. Oh, the heck
had,
with that.
Yeah. So they know. His name? They've been invited. What's his name? I want to say Garrett, but that's not right.
No, it's not Garrett. Not,
but it starts with a G, I think. Anyway, but we have big news. There's behind the scene things working on that when we take the next break, Ed will come back and we'll talk about that legislation.
By the way, Ed, just so you know, we're working on this. We're going to set it up where you have one segment every week at the same time slot.
Excellent. Okay.
That way, when you get to the end of the show, you'll say, well, I didn't get to talk about my... So we're going to give you, I don't know, you could decide, this is probably the second or third segment.
It'll be the third segment.
And that'll
guaranteed.
Be the Ed Stoven political segment. Well, then that way you have to be organized, you have to be ready. And what I want to do is, Audrey did an awesome job redoing the sheet, but it needs to go to all you two. So you fill in what we're going to talk about so we at least know what you're going to talk about. It's going to take a little bit of time on the computer to fill it in.
Do that.
And then send it back.
I used to do that. The first year I did that, and I think you didn't like it because I had like...
Who didn't like it?
You didn't like it because I had like every little minute.
No. All you have to do... No, you're missing... Okay, you guys have got to be more conversational. You have to just say, what's the subject matter and who's going to be talking?
Okay.
You don't have to write down everything he's going to hear, she's going to talk about. Just say, because that way we'll say, so, Ed, you want to talk about Oceana Dunes? What's going on?
Yeah, Friends of Oceana Dunes will come on next weekend for their monthly update.
You're missing the point. I mean, because if we get it organized, then the listeners love it. Maybe they don't want to listen to you or I, but they definitely want to hear what Ed's got to say about governmental
or the opposite.
Or the opposite. It doesn't, because, you know, we've got people that, I mean, our segments, there's four of them, and they can all be, you know, to a certain event. But this one's really important, why we're going to dedicate most of it to the 24th of June, because I'm serious, folks. I've checked the sales of side-by-sides and sand cars and motorcycles have skyrocketed, means there is a, and that's the other thing. Have you made a flyer up to go stick in every little shop?
Yes, sir.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I got them in the Jeep. You want them?
Give me a handful. Well, I don't want to overstep. We need to organize that and look at the calendar or the map and say, okay, somebody take South Bay, somebody take Central, and somebody take North County.
Yeah. You're on the committee meetings. We have a committee on Tuesday at Black Bear Diner at 6:30. Committee meeting.
Oh, yeah. Where they're the slowest than my grandmother when it comes to service. Yeah, I know.
They're pretty good service.
Yeah, some weekends.
We've ate there on a whole bunch of times now.
Yeah. So you're not going down to the ranch, ranch house
on
anymore?
On Tuesday. Well, that's the general meeting. So this is a committee meeting.
Okay, yeah.
The general meeting has been at the ranch house for like 23 years.
Right, I know. So Tuesday, it's what, 7, 6?
6:30 Tuesday night is the committee meeting. Anybody who would like to help us plan is more than welcome to join us.
We're looking for volunteers.
We have a little side room already booked for us. So we're definitely looking for volunteers. I've got about 40 people committed right now, but it takes 40
people. Hey, what about Wayne Miller Tire?
But hit them up. They're going to donate a raffle prize for $500 towards a set of tires.
Don't they want a booth?
They do not want a booth. So they're just going to sponsor us with a raffle prize.
Okay, that works.
Yeah.
We don't care.
Yeah, definitely. We appreciate every bit of it because it's going to be, this is our fundraiser, right? Like we need, I'll have food for you. I'll have beer for you. I'll have raffle for you at the end of the night, 5 to 7 o'clock. And then, so it'll be 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. I'll have beer from 12 to 5. From 5 to 7, we'll have the raffle. As soon as the raffle's done, it'll be time to go and you know, clean up.
You got music?
We're going to have a music. Yep. Attorney King is going to be there. And Attorney King is sponsored the DJ for us. The DJ is going to be one that's worked in the rodeo grounds a few different times. So he'll be up in the main house and he'll be calling out the different.
Perfect.
I had asked if you wanted to actually be my, because so the DJ, you would be my RC car person, but if you're going to be down in the
whatever you want me to do.
But he's actually, we have the, you could actually have the microphone and be down on the monkey chasing the cars back and forth if they flip. So that would be great. Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's coming together.
Sliding in sideways.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then Boyer has confirmed he's going to be our raffle MC for the night. So he'll be there to be the raffle MC. Mm-hmm.
We got
to
have him just MC the whole thing.
We could do that.
That way he'll promote the, and I'll take care of the flip cars.
Okay.
And Ed could be the cube guy.
Okay. That sounds great.
Because we want to keep it as, you know, streamlined as possible. Because I don't want to step on Boyer's feet, and I don't want, and he's perfect for the cube.
Okay.
Now he's all nervous. Now he doesn't think.
Wait,
he can do
how many sides on a cube?
I know. Take your Mercedes down there and just throw it in the back.
Take your Mercedes.
Yeah, that won't look suspicious. A white van.
Hey, the dogs will smell it, and you'll be fine. All right, let's take a quick break. You're listening to Racial Radio. Oh,
Rachel
Radio.
STORC Dirt Radio.
STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1178.
The answer. Sam, won't you ever
learn? All right, folks, welcome back to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Hey, this segment is brought to you by The Dirt Company, founded by Matt Martelli. Go to www.dirtco.com or on Instagram at The Dirt CO. What is The Dirt CO? Well, Dirt Company is an original off-road lifestyle brand founded in the desert of Southern California. Quality, everything. Tag us at @DirtCompany, an off-road mecca for legendary racing team founded by Matt and Mad Media, the Mint 400 and California 300. Check them out at www.dirtco.com for some legendary artwork, shirts, hats, and really cool racing decanters. Follow the Dirt Company on Instagram or go buy some of their products and support those that support our power sport industry and off-road. That's lifestyles at www.dirtco.com. And, of course, the world-famous SNS Off-Road Magazine. Go to www.ssormag.com. Steve and Sherry have founded that in 1982. And anything and everything you want to know about the desert is right there at the ssormag.com. Check them out. By the way, I was at the CI for dinner last night, and one of the waitresses has just moved into the area. She's a Jeepster. She's in the mud. But she did go out to Ocotillo Wells, and she was totally blown away. And she says, I need to find some more people that I can get involved. Have I got the thing for you? So, yeah, I do want to get some of those flyers.
Yeah.
because I can start passing them out. I live in East County. You know, if nothing else, and tape it to the windows.
Don't worry about hitting the same places that we've already been.
No,
they need refills. You'd be surprised at how fast those flyers go out.
If I don't see one stuck to the window of the businesses, then yeah. Because Janet's and Tavern and the little beer joint there. And I mean, I can go on.
Be great. Yeah. I don't think anybody's hit anywhere in Alpine.
Give me a hand on, I will go and I'll say, not only will I stick it on your window, but could you write me a check for $500?
Yeah. Oh, that would be amazing.
You don't even have to come. Just give me your money.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, did you hear Jack in the Box is coming to Alpine?
No. Ew.
But they're going to have a special on burros and horses for burgers. Because you know they got caught doing that. I shouldn't say that. Yeah.
No more kangaroo.
Well, they had that. That didn't go. But they try to pass it off as hamburgers. But yeah, you know where Fred's little burger joint?
Yeah.
After the guy came back, put all that money in it, they're going to knock it down, put up a Jack in the Box.
Fred's is going away. Fred's is my favorite.
I'm not a happy camper, but that's another story. So what are we doing for kids? Because, the family, are they going to be able to put them in a corral and go do other things, let their kids play around in this little play area?
Well, no. I can't
leashes?
Do a play area.
Leashes?
There's a whole other liability of everything that comes to having that.
Oh, a bounce house? Boy, it's fun, but something could happen.
Well, I looked into the potentials of that. Unfortunately, San Diego County permits and what they require for a bounce house and what we'd have to provide it's just too much work.
Yeah, I know. So, and they don't want you to have any fun. They don't want you to raise any money.
The most I will have will possibly be face painting, but, we have the remote control cars.
I was going to say,
but
the
kids
RC
12
cars
and
are
under
cool.
are free. Oh. So that's our take care of the family. It's a family event. We want you to bring your whole family. We are a family oriented club. That's what we're about. Families that play together.
We should
stay
put
together.
Stakes in the ground with leashes, and then you could leash
Dave,
your kid to that stake, and then that way you don't have to worry about it.
That's child abuse.
No, it's not. Give him a bucket of water.
And a straw.
And a straw. Oh, no, wait. You're going over the top now.
Oh, no straws.
The wrong hole.
But they
got to
be paper straws.
Stop the hole. Back out of the rabbit hole.
Okay.
How about sand drags?
We unfortunately cannot have any engines on during our event. So
we could have brought the Cackle Fest guys.
Again, that's a whole other level of liability for the permit that we can't.
The good old days of lawnmower racing.
What drives people to something better than a loud 1,200 horsepower nitro burning engine?
I have a remote control competition where you can bring your remote control car. Okay. This is the most I can offer you. Exactly. We'll have two areas. So
let me ask you another question.
We have the San Diego Scalers coming in. San Diego Scalers is an RC car club that gets together. And they call themselves the Scalers because 95% of the board, their car matches their off-road car. So whatever their off-road pre-runner truck is or Jeep is, their Scaler looks identical to their actual car. I love it. I can't even tell you.
Can KJ do your car?
He actually could, but he doesn't. But we have three crawlers so per the two different ones. So El Cajon Hobbies is going to handle the fast cars, right? Sweet. And there's two different brands for the fast cars. I'm not this into it. Please forgive me.
No, bring them in. Let's bring them into radio and have them talk about it.
I will see if I can get that lined up for you.
Even if they just call in for a segment.
Yeah, I'll see with Harrison.
In fact,
if I
what
can
we
get
should do
too.
Between now and the event. To start getting people that are going to be there and at least have them call in and say, hey, what are you going to bring to the event?
I'm working on that, Dave. Yeah. Believe me, I'm asking. Yeah. I mean, I'm working on it,
they don't
Dave.
Have to come in. They can just put their feet up and call. They can be in the jacuzzi. We don't care.
Yes. Definitely.
Because they want everybody to be there just as much as we do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Because they don't want to put all that event together. But I got a feeling you're going to be really... really bummed when there's more people there than you can handle.
I hope. So I can sell out at 5,500 people is a sellout. Let me tell you, I am praying I sell out.
Is that the limit?
Yeah. That's the limit. That's the Lakeside Rodeo
and then what
Fire
happens if
Marshal
it goes over?
Limit.
They'll shoot you. Probably.
They can look through the fence.
You know,
Audrey,
invited.
We have some of our people who have some really big social media following. Instagram, the hobby people, and then Fern.
Yeah.
How many people does Fern have?
Between Terror Crew and Fern, Fern does a lot of the Terror Crew stuff, but Fern has like 1.5 million followers.
Oh, you can handle that.
Between the YouTube and Instagram followers,
so
and
just
accounts,
just that alone could fill the place.
Yeah.
And then Adam at Clean
Wasn't
Desert,
there a 5,000 limit, and you got 1.3. I can see Audrey now.
So
go away, get out of here.
So
you can't come in.
So we have friends that have these large Instagram social media accounts.
Yeah.
And when they start pitching it, those people are going to come. And they may not pre-enter because a lot of people don't like to pre-enter. They just show up. I don't want, if something happens?
Yeah, I know. And the older they are, the less chance they want to pre. What do you get for VIP? If I wanted
it's
to sign
up. So it's guaranteed barbecue. So barbecue food, if you don't, that's your VIP.
But do you get a special area to eat it, or do you have to go, just go get it?
No, it's a special area to eat it.
Well, give us a rundown for somebody that knows nothing about what they're going to get.
This is going to be June 24th in Lakeside. It's going to be a warm day, right? Okay. So if you pay VIP, VIP will get you into the building for food, and you can go eat your food in the building. We'll have some tables and chairs set up.
Aerial conditioning.
There's going to be conditioning on in the building. Okay. And then hopefully we'll have a little projector screen. Desert People's coming. They have a projector screen in the building. We can get set up. We'll have the new Desert People movie playing on the projector screen.
Good.
Or possibly even Baja Bug. So Baja Bug just came out as well. Blake Wilkie just dropped The Shreddy Life. There's a new release that's coming out. It's debuting, and I think it's going to debut just before where they went to Mexico. And they did one of the things that made Blake Wilkie famous was back in 2015 or 14, I forget. But he went through San Diego and he jumped that Baja Bug in San Diego. Yes, that was Blake Wilkie with the silver Baja Bug. But they released it like 6 months after he did it. And by the time the police went after him, he had already had it shipped and it was in Saudi Arabia. Some prince had bought it and it's in Dubois now or something.
Somewhere like that.
And so I think he had to spend a little bit of time in jail for that. But they just went down. They coordinated with TJ, the mayor of TJ. They shut TJ down, and he just did a thing with the Jaws, the trophy, the shark, the trophy bug, the trophy truck bug that he has.
So he went nuts in Tijuana with his high-performance off-road car?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those people love that stuff.
Like the mayor shut down the city so they could film him driving crazy.
Yes.
You mean Todd Gloria wouldn't do that?
Hopefully. Yeah, no, Todd Gloria.
Put him in the car.
That's a whole different.
Let's impeach Gloria.
Can you imagine if we put Todd Gloria in the car?
Oh, my God.
Then tell this guy to hammer down.
He would
have the camera on him.
He would leave brown streaks everywhere. He wouldn't be able to handle himself.
He'd have a puddle.
I
want to go to TJ during that shoot.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, they just finished it. They went down and filmed it a few weeks ago, maybe a month or so ago. So hopefully that release will come out. We'll have the new Desert People film and that going in the building.
We might get that film. Oh, that'll be fun.
It'll be awesome.
How much cost to be a VIP-er?
It's $40 to get in. Yep, but if you go visit the breweries between now and
get a discount.
Well, starting June 1st, June 1st to June 23rd, you can get a discount, $5 off. Go to the brewery; they'll have tickets starting June 1st, and that is at Three Frogs Brewery, B&S Brewery, and Pacific Islander Brewery in Santee. Will have discount tickets available for you. So we're really pushing those discount tickets. Next week we're going to be on KUSI Good Morning San Diego Sunday morning. May 28th, we're going to have Shoonies side by side there. Maybe Lifestyle Garage joining us. We'll see. We'll be out there to promote the event Sunday morning. So tune in on Sunday morning. We'll be on Good Morning San Diego and then back in studio next weekend talking as well. I will not be in studio next weekend. I'm going to be at the Cal Four Wheel High Desert Roundup talking
maybe
to Cal
I
Four
go.
Wheel and seeing, you know, what we can, hopefully Rose might be there and we can maybe talk lobbyist and getting a new lobbyist for them. Who
it's
knows?
May 28th at KUSI.
Yes, there's some big things.
Aren't you doing something in June?
June 17th. We also have June 17th at KUSI as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I think I put somebody else into the 28th, but I'll just put him at the 6 hour and you can do the 7.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Because we don't know how long that's going to last, but that's another story. Right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, Lifestyle Garage in lovely Lakeside at Winter Gardens Boulevard in Lakeside. Off-road vehicle service that knows no limit. Jeeps, Toyotas, Chevy, Ram. If it's four-wheel drive, Lifestyle can do whatever you want to do. They'll bring your vehicle down for maintenance upgrades, insurance repairs. You can also trick it out any way you like. So check them out at Lifestyle Garage in Lakeside, 619-499-5323. All right, we've been talking about the June 24th. What do you call it?
The Off-Road Jamboree.
All right, cool. But right now, I think Ed's got something to talk about, right?
I got a couple things to talk about. So we work on protecting the rights of off-road vehicle users. And
yep.
Once in a while, we get to try to increase what we have. But for the most part, we try to just protect what we've got. And there's two sizable threats to us coming down the pike now. One is from the California Air Resources Board. They're looking at street-legal motorcycles. And that goes close to my heart because I'm a motorcycle rider. And the other is a national rule for the Bureau of Land Management that increases conservation. And both of these will hurt. This BLM one is really big. So when I say BLM, I'm talking about the Bureau of Land Management. It's a federal agency. They manage huge swaths of land in the United States, mostly on the west side of the country, west side of the Mississippi. When the country was first formed and we took over these vast amounts of property, the BLM was in charge of it. And then bits and pieces get broken out to cities, counties, private people, and all railroad, all kind of stuff. So California has about 10.2 million acres in the desert, and we have more millions of acres elsewhere. Like Nevada has a huge amount, and Arizona, New Mexico, Utah, they have huge amounts of Bureau of Land Management land, and a lot of it is open for off-road vehicle use. There's trails going through, and there's areas they have racing. So what's going on there is the BLM has what they call the multiple use mandate that says when you manage the land, you have to manage it for multiple use. So recreation is a use, but so is mining. So is commercial, other kinds of commercial stuff. So there's a variety of ways that they manage.
You
know, the
hunting, fishing, water use, right? So you have water rights with it as well. You have the mineral rights for mining. But recreation, what we're talking about and getting access to is horseback riding, rock climbing, snowmobiling, hunting and fishing, and that, right? They have to have
the motorcycles, the side-by-sides, the ATVs, and the Jeeps, and the four-wheel drives.
Yes.
Which is what we mostly care about.
Mm-hmm.
But thanks for filling that in. So there's a lot of different uses. So they want to change the multiple use mandate so that they are adding conservation as a multiple use, as one of those uses. It hasn't been before. So conservation, it seems sort of the opposite of multiple use.
Yeah.
And so it's really concerning. So right now there's an open comment period about them, about the BLM changing to allow conservation to be a multiple use. And there's three things in this conservation that will that will mess with us, that will screw with us. One of them is the BLM will sell conservation easements. They will actually sell portions of the land, whether it's the desert, mountains, whatever. They will sell for a specific amount of time. An organization like the Sierra Club can take over this land and manage it as a conservation easement. And
that really scares me. You can imagine. Because if they can manage it, then they can dictate they can close the it. Rules and regulations of what goes on in that. So basically, so what really scares me is conservation has its own groups, right? We've talked about this, Ed. There's at least 4 or 5 different conservation laws already in place, right? Number one, turning it into wilderness, right?
So the Wilderness Act,
yes.
The Antiquities Act,
correct.
The Migratory Bird Act. There's mm-hmm. a bunch of there's like 20 acts, federal acts that man it that tell us what to do with federal land,
right? And that's where it protects the land, where it limits use, it limits the right to have access to that land. You know, when we talk limited use, trail use, some of those trails you cannot have any motorized vehicles on. It's going to be hiking only, horseback riding. Some of them is limited to actual bicycles.
So wilderness allows no mechanized travel. So no wheelchairs, no mountain bikes, certainly no dirt bikes or jeeps. And there's, yes. I don't know, I think out of the BLM, like more than 25% of the BLM land is wilderness.
Yeah.
I think higher than that.
I think it's higher than that. That's why when we talk 30-30, it really just kind of makes my heart break and hurts my soul when we talk 30-30, just because
we'll cover that later, the 30-30. That's something else we work on. But this conservation, so they're trying to do 3 things. The first, like we said, they can sell conservation easements. The second thing makes it easier to make an area of critical environmental concern. We call that an ACEC. So ACECs, they don't necessarily close to off-roaders, but they often do.
Well, it's another area. Just so this goes back to Pancake Rock, one of my favorite four-wheeling, most difficult trails that we had, was an area of critical concern, right? Because there's a lake across the way, about a mile down the street, and they're worried about the watershed, water runoff to the water reservoir that's a mile down the street. So they considered it an area of critical habitat and then shut it down because of it, and we no longer have access to that, you know, so it gives them an easier way and to just immediately put a gate up and stop us from gaining access to it in a mechanized vehicle. And again, a mechanized vehicle is a bicycle, a wheelchair, to your actual dirt bike. E-bikes are, you know,
e-bike, yeah,
and they're very controversial right now. There's a lot of rules and regs changing in e-bikes now.
They are like in between the cracks. They're not bicycles. They're not motorcycles.
Yeah,
and but where can they go?
This what's happening right now with this BLM conservation and actually adding it into the multi-use as part of what saving that. I don't even. That's a huge concern. One, if they sell the land, we're not big enough organizations, unless the Blue Ribbon Coalition has a lot of money behind them that they can go through and start purchasing up land and trying to management.
The off-road people, we don't have money like the Sierra Club has.
No.
The Sierra Club has millions of dollars. They have a lot of money, and they could go in and they could buy these easements and cover a lot of property.
And so how does that work? So we've also talked about another law where the Michigan guy, or was it the Idaho guy? I forget which one it was, where they crossed, right? They were hunting and they touched the 4 corners of the property.
How do you step across the point?
So you're telling me that if the conservation group, so if the Sierra Club purchases it, they create the rule that's going to stop, and it's our trail access, and it's the easement to the, so let's say Corral Canyon.
They could just close it.
They get the easement up to the first part of the camping area to Lake Marina, and they take over the Lake Marina campground, and they take over the first 2 miles of that dirt road of that easement, and then they say, "Oh, we're not going to allow
small,
that anywhere,
but essential." Access point for
right.
us to get into the big area.
You wouldn't be able to get to Crawl County
I
anymore.
I mean, who knows what could happen at Moab, right?
Because
Moab is all Bureau of Land Management. And what could happen there? Who knows? So there's a comment period open right now. And I will be preparing comments to meet to get those in. If you want to help with that.
Where can
Audrey.
We find the link to share our comments?
So I have it on our website right now. It's on this month's President's Message. You can go into there, and it'll start with BLM Conservation. And at the bottom of it, there's a link. And that'll take you to the BLM...
website.
Yeah, their website and the thing that says what's going on.
Yeah,
it's not really a survey. They announce what they're doing. And then at the bottom, they say, okay, contact these people for... Or, you know, email to this address
to
or a physical address to give your input. And we would like input that
one.
Says,
we really need a lot
don't
of comments
do
on this.
This.
This is one I know the Blue Ribbon Coalition sent out a notification on this one. I got a notice from Tierra del Sol because Patrick forwarded that on. I believe we have it out. It's going to be in Ed's President's Message, which is an SNS off-road magazine.
And SDRC.org on the website.
Yeah.
Right on the front page.
So this is what we're doing our big jamboree for. We're raising the money. We need funds. God. This is something if we make enough money,
we might be interested in some federal representation. And this is a federal problem. And having a federal lobbyist or some other federal advocate helping us.
I would be teaming up with Blue Ribbon Coalition to make sure that we file a lawsuit against that.
If that's possible. I don't know how... We have to wait and see how the process plays out. And then as it goes to the end, then we can figure out what we can do to fight it.
That's very scary. This is one that puts butterflies in my stomach and makes me nervous because Bureau of Land Management considers this multi-use, that's huge. Become
all
a
right.
member.
Yeah, become a member. And don't forget June 24th. And to become a member, you have to
sign up at www.sdorc.org.
Right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.